Aussie controls the jump ball, and we are underway here from Glendive. Pioneers versus Buccaneers. The Buccaneers looking for that 20th consecutive win over the Pioneers. Amanrud passes in to Delray Lilly, looking for somewhere to go with it. Amanrud has it now. Drives baseline up, and he's going to be fouled 15 seconds into the game. And he will be going to the line to try to start off this scoring. Yohandre Ortiz and Seth Amanrud, the two leading scorers in Region 13 this year. Ortiz averaging 27 points a game, and Amanrud averaging 24 points a game. His first free throw is up. No good. You do not see that from him often. He's an 86% free throw shooter. He shoots 58% from the field and 48% from three. His second free throw is up and good to open the scoring. Jace Hill. Outlet pass. Back to Jace Hill. Looking for Ortiz. He gets it to him. Kowak Koch. Back to Ortiz. Looking inside. Pass stolen away by Amanrud. Down the court to Delray Lilly, who throws it up and in for two. A thunderous dunk by Delray Lilly, and the Buccaneers have a 3-0 lead. It's Hill now. Over to Ortiz. Ortiz looking. Reverse layup gets it to go. 3-2 now. We are 1 minute into the basketball game. As Jordan Jasper brings it up court. Now to Amanrud. Amanrud looking inside, driving baseline now. Back to Jasper. Over to Justin Aussie. Dribbling inside. He has it poked out of there, stolen. It's still on the floor. Who's going to come up with it? Are they going to call a jump ball? And it looks like they're going to call a jump ball, and the ball will go over to MCC. Dawson leading 3-2 early here on your Red Rock Sporting Goods scoreboard. 18:39 remaining. First half. Jace Hill. Over to Colton Hawkins. Inside the Kowak Koch. Back to Hawkins. Floater off the glass is good. Floater from 12 feet by Colton Hawkins. And the Pioneers have their first lead of the ball game at 4-3. Sweet pick and roll pass and spin move. Aussie puts it up and it's in. Count the basket and the foul. Aussie is going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And with that, he gets his first points of the ball game. Three lead changes early in this ball game. As Aussie's free throw is up and good. Beauchamp has it now. He's going to hustle up the floor with it. Isaiah Beauchamp gets it to Ortiz. Ortiz drives. The leading scorer in the Mondak Conference gets it to Hill for a three from the corner, but that is no good. Jasper the rebound. Amanrud has it at the top of the key. He drives, lost it for a second, gets it back. Into Delray Lilly, who lays it up and off the glass for two more. Dawson extends their lead to 8-4 now. Hill with it, trying to get it across the court to Colton Hawkins. Over to Kowak Koch, who lays it up off the glass for two. Amanrud. Inside to Kingston Huggs. 10-footer. Good. Kingston Huggs, the freshman. That's his first 2 points of the ball game. And Beauchamp will bring it up across the timeline. Full court press, stolen away by Amanrud. His second steal already. Corner, Jasper, three, it's good! Jordan Jasper, the first three-point attempt of the game is good, and that's Jasper's, and a steal! Justin Aussie gets another 2 points off the steal in the easy bucket. 15-6, just like that. And we have a foul call on the other end. An electric start for the DCC Buccaneers, who have built up a 15-6 lead here early. Jace Hilda inbound. 3 minutes into the game, the Buccaneers have started really fast and lead here 15-6. Beauchamp will bring it up now, being guarded by Amonrude. Gets it to Johan. Two dribbles back to Beauchamp. Beauchamp drives. He was looking for a shot there. He does shoot it. He pulls it up. Good! The freshman, Beauchamp, his first 3 points of the game, cuts the lead to 15-9 now. Beauchamp is a good, quick little point guard. Aussie, his first 3 point of the attempt of the game, that's no good. Brandon Himes, though, offensive rebound. Back to Hugs. Three-pointer, no. And it's Beauchamp getting the rebound. Trying to break the Dawson full court press. Lost it. He lost the ball, and the Buccaneers get it right back. That's a turnover. Four turnovers here in the early going of this game for the MCC Pioneers. Amonrude to inbound. Gets it to Delray Lilly, the freshman. Back to Amonrude. Two dribbles. Spin move. In the corner. Himes. Three. No. And looks like there was an over-the-back foul there on Justin Aussie. The Pioneers will get it back. Lee Hawkins inbounding. Bound to Beauchamp. He gets doubled. Himes and Aussie are all over him, and it's stolen. Himes looking inside, looking. Gets it to Jasper. Three. No. Wild scramble for it. Coming out of there with it is Beauchamp again. Over to Jace Hill. Hill drives baseline. Another loose ball. It's still on the floor. Hill's lucky to get it back. Now it's Kowak Cock. Oh, two dribbles. Couldn't get that bunny to fall. Coming out of there with it is Hugs. Back to Amonrude. Jab step. Two dribbles. In the corner. Himes drives. Euro step is good. Great move by Himes there, and the lead up to 17-9. A loose ball, and the Pioneers threw it away again. Into Aussie. Is he fouled? Nope. There will be no foul call on Justin Aussie there. And with that, Chase Tate wants to call a timeout here. We will take one as well. With 15-08 remaining in the first period, Dawson has jumped out to an early commanding 19-9 lead over the MCC Pioneers. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Pioneer Basketball on 92.3 KYUS.